What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not comedy.
It's not going to be a podcast. It's going to be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
Sort of doing like what Rogan does, taking like 5-6 minute clips or whatever, like a really good tangent.
Yeah.
And just sharing that one part of the conversation.
Yeah, with video too.
Like with video especially, it seems. Shit. And this is you got a great setup.
Yeah, thanks, dude. It's, been trying to, like, get it all together, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it takes some time to, like, figure out how all this shit works. Mm. And, but once I've got it set up, like, if I can get... James said he had, like, green screen and shit. Like, fuck. I know I can use this software. I can, like, put in backgrounds and shit, so I can do, like, the fucking David Letterman type of shit with, like, a, like, night sky city background and shit like that.
Yeah.
And get it looking... pretty fucking shit hot, but
so how's this? What's this do? This thing over that it makes it clearer or something.
That's a pop filter, so like if you breathe into it, it won't be as loud as if you like see how that's like.
Mm, that's nice.
Versus like.
Mm, probably gave that shit COVID.
Yeah, it stops the COVID. We got antibacterial wipes if you need to.
Damn, you gotta do it.
Wipe yourself down.
Yeah, you gotta spray the joint.
Mm.
That's nice. You know, did you ever fuck around with like? Lighters and aerosols. You ever?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I was a fucking stupid kid.
I was trying to burn my mate in Melbourne recently, but it was like a non-flammable one.
Non-flammable.
It was a non-flammable thing. So I was like trying to, and I was like, "Fuck, has physics changed since I was a kid or some shit?" It was just
non-flammable. Fuck. So what's been going on, man? You've been strangling cunts. You've been fucking.
Just got back from Melbourne. Yeah, which is nuts because like these days, I guess. Anytime you're away from home, particularly if you're interstate, there's this thing which can happen where you could just get, like, not be able to come home.
Yeah, you can just get stuck.
You end up somewhere crazy.
Yeah.
You know, like, my granddad went back to India, I think, mid-March, like, when this shit was popping
up. Oh, so he's still in India.
Yeah.
There's no coming back from that.
Yeah, and he was stuck in Delhi for, like... weeks, you know, when people are still trying to figure, which I think right now in a lot of countries you rock up and no one's really checking out. Like here they're really policing it hard.
Yeah.
But I think in a lot of countries they just don't have the resources to do it or whatever. So it's just a bit of a free for all.
Right. Fuck. Yeah. And that's why it's just spreading like fucking crazy in some places. That's why Italy got so fucked was because a lot of people that travel from China will travel to Italy for the holidays.
Oh, wow.
And then, like, that was, like, it, like, end of last year, like, end of 2019, like, and then Chinese New Year's a bit later, like, so they all went over to Italy to, like, have a fucking holiday. And
really?
Then, yeah, and then it's, like, that's when that massive spread happened there. And
just, Chinese love their pizza, huh?
Yeah, fucked Italy up, man. Fucked them up bad.
You heard some crazy stories. Doctors having to choose between, I don't know if this is real or not, this is something that's in my head.
Yeah.
Apparently doctors having to choose between, like, you know, do we save this guy? Do we save this 30-year-old but he doesn't have kids? Or do we save this 50-year-old? Like, these decisions.
Fuck that. I don't want to be the one making them, but...
It's crazy, right? Like, Do, it, like, if you got, like, a 50-year-old and he's doing something very important, like, he's got a very, like, maybe he's a surgeon saving lives.
Yeah.
But you got a 20-year-old, and maybe he's a bit of a dropkick. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck him.
But he's younger. Yeah, so what's the criteria? Imagine like having to plead for your life. Hey, like, have you ever been to court? You go to court, right?
No.
If you ever go to court, one of the things they'll get you to do, to like, let's say you just cop to something, it could be anything, you just plead guilty. One of the ways is you ask for like leniency, right? And to get leniency, you got to be like, I do a lot of community service. That's why if you're smart, if you're involved in anything, just take a day out of your fucking week, deliver some meals on wheels or some shit. you never know when that shit's going to help you out.
True.
You know?
Yeah, so if like, you make a bank.
Yeah. It could be anything. You know, maybe you teach your kids jiu-jitsu class and just Clint may be. I'm not talking about myself.
Let's just get that on the record. Bobby does a lot of community activities.
So imagine what, being in a hospital.
Hold up, roll back. What have you been to court for? Let's get that on the record.
Oh, it's nothing. It's nothing. A little speeding, a little driving.
People copping points for you and shit.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that.
You tell that story today. Allegedly.
Yeah. I don't know.
You got to find out like how long. Shit, like if you do something illegal, there's usually a statute of limitations attached to it. So,
but
like,
see, that shit's good. You know, because I mean? You know what happens? This is the thing. You know, like with, remember the not the basketball player, the NFL guy killed his wife, real famous dude?
NFL player?
Yeah. The guy they made, he's so
basketball
famous.
Basketball player,
so
OJ.
No, he's OJ Simpson.
Yeah, that's his basketball player.
Is he basketball? No, he's not. He's a football player.
Is he? Fuck. I'm
Jesus Christ, you're white.
OJ?
Yeah, he's a football. I promise you. I've seen the documentaries and shit.
Fuck. I haven't seen it.
Now you made me forget. All I know is that
he fucking did it.
Yeah, well, that's what happened. So, because they know he's done it, right?
Yeah.
But they can't get him for it. So then he did some, like, he did something nothing. He did like a house burglary or something. He stole some memorabilia, and they gave him like 25 years.
Oh shit! Straight after it, yeah.
Well, why did they give him 25 years? Why no one? Why isn't that a huge thing? It's because they know he's done the murder.
Yeah.
So let's say I've done something, but the statute of limitations expired. Yeah. But the cop knows I've done something.
Yeah. He's
gonna be. I'll do something silly, and then he'll be like, "Ah, Bobby, I'm gonna add all this shit on for good for
right,
you." Know?
Right. I'm with you.
Yeah. Because like, it's one thing. My thing. I was like, if you want to avoid, like, police trouble altogether, right?
Just don't fucking do shady shit.
No, that's... Come that's on. Not That's not living, Barry. I'm kidding. But you can't even be... You can't even have a suspicion.
No.
Right?
You gotta be squeaky.
You gotta be squeaky. Like, remember the school teacher cooking meth?
Yeah, fucking Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad. Walter White? Remember there was that time where he was dealing with that Black Don, like that black gangster, and he was the manager of a
chicken shop or
of a chicken shop, and was it so like drug dealers and shit that do well all have full-time jobs.
Yeah.
Cuz there's something about if you read what's his name? I can't think of nothing right now. The guy who wrote that book on writing. Anyway, damn, I can't remember nothing. It's the name of the book. I got it saved on my Audible.
Yeah, fucking get it out.
All right, I might little hum for a bit.
Have you seen the fucking
Stephen Pressfield?
Have you seen the fucking Walter White if he lived in Canada?
No. Nah.
Fucking thing. It was like, oh, I've got fucking cancer. Like, oh, I'm gonna die. And they're like, oh, we've got free healthcare. And then it's like, oh, sweet. And then that's just the end of this fucking series.
Wow. That's nuts. So think about something like that. That's like the sort of unintended consequences thing, you know? You don't assume something as silly as that.
That's that whole show.
Yeah.
Unintended consequences.
But that's
Walter
nuts.
White just keeps fucking up. It's and
nuts.
Like, because he just has to be right. And he, like, that's... I watched this video on it, a whole breakdown of Breaking Bad and like what type of character Walter White is. I should send it to you if you send it to me. Yeah, it's wild.
Wow. Because think about it, people who believe in like privatized healthcare, they would have never thought, you know, that would lead to, because that's, I mean, there is a real story. Obviously, it's not as nuts as that, but that's based on a real story.
Yeah.
You know, these policies have like, even something seemingly good can have like some pretty negative consequences.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people, like this is probably something I shouldn't say. It's definitely something I don't have a choice.
This is the place to say.
But there's a lot of like conservatives out there in America and stuff. They reckon that having like a mad welfare state keeps people in like a cycle of dependency.
Yeah.
Right? Because like I had a mate in Melbourne. And he was like teaching PTs, working really hard in the business, whatever.
Yeah.
He got JobKeeper. And he's getting every week that $700 check or whatever.
Just
and he's like, fuck PT. Well, why should I do that?
Yeah.
Why should I work and struggle really hard and maybe make $500-$600 whatever? And it's so tough.
Guaranteed.
When I can just get, you know what I mean? Like, it's like it's the whole argument for like universal basic income.
Mm.
Like, does that? It's like people who generally do really crazy shit. Listening to a story of a dude.
Well, there's no motivation to do real shit if you have everyone a safety who's, net.
Like generally, people who are super accomplished have had terrible things happen to them.
Yeah.
Trauma, this, that. Just.
But here's my argument for it. And like I don't agree with being like on the dole and shit. Like everyone should be doing something, but like, and like I'll always try. Like I've tried to reskill and shit. Like.
Mm.
I did like this thing I wasn't working out, so I'm like trying to change my skills, like caravan repair, shit like that. So like, nice. I'll change it up, but at the end of the day there's going to be X amount of people and X amount of jobs, and if there's more people than there's jobs, what do you do with this gap where there's like these people that they don't have a fucking job to do?
Yeah,
well, like, they've got to make up their own shit. That's how you get like artists and things like that. They're the people that'll like find fucking shit to do that's like not a real job, like YouTube fucking content creators and stuff like that.
They're
like people that go out and like find out different stuff to do. But
yeah.
I'm like, there's got to be something for like just your regular fucking
dumbasses,
pretty much like myself. They're like, oh, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing at the moment.
Yeah.
Like, there's no jobs. There's too many people, not enough jobs because like it's automation. Like robots take over and fucking do jobs.
Yeah.
People don't do. Everything gets automated, which is a good thing because like at the end of the day,
you can't be a Luddite.
We want to invent shit that can do stuff for us because we're humans and we're fucking clever. So what do you do with that?
Yeah.
Like, that's where I can see universal basic income is a good thing. But for that other shit where it's like, then you're unmotivated because you're like, oh, I'm just getting this check every week. I don't have to do anything. I can just fucking spend all my money on weed and just fucking rip cones all week. Like, what else am I going to do?
Have you heard about the Luddites? You know what a Luddite is?
I know. I've heard the term. Is it just someone that just fucking... Like a Luddite's like someone that's just no hoper, like going nowhere.
So there were these dudes, like when the Industrial Revolution began, there were these dudes and they went out and they smashed up like sewing machines. Like the machine came and they did the work of like four men.
Oh, yeah.
So these kinds of like, we're losing our jobs, we're just going to smash the machines.
That's like Unabomber type shit. Like,
is it really? I didn't know.
Yeah.
Tell me about this. I've heard about this.
Unabomber was like anti-industrial complex type dude.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Like, that's why it was bombing universities and, like...
Oh, my God.
Trying to, like, stop the technological, like, IT revolution. Like, he saw it coming way ahead. Like, this dude did, like, way too much acid.
Well, that's what I heard. I heard the CIA messed him up. I heard he was part of the CIA trials.
Apparently. I don't know. Kaczynski. Yeah. Fucking crazy dude.
Bro.
Yeah. Same shit. Like, that fear of technology. But, like, if you had that thing of, like, oh, it's going to be all right because we're still going to, like, keep you alive. We're going to give you money to, like, fucking survive on. Mm. But then anything extra, like, you got to go out and get yourself. But
yeah. But that's the thing. Like, you know, have you heard about this, the Australian government with the card?
Instead of giving people cash? The welfare card. Yeah. That's a bit fucked.
Yeah.
I think. Because you got so much shit that cash depends on.
Mm.
Like, if I want to, like, I'm on a welfare card, I want to buy a secondhand fucking whatever you call it off of the internet, off some cunt, like cash. You just turn up and go, all right, I'll give you $50 for that.
Mm.
And then, done deal. See you later. Like, all those chairs that I sold out of the van, they're all just like cash. Like, that van had like three double seats and two single seats. Just selling them all online. People just rock up and pay cash. But like, if someone's on the dole, well, and you know, you got to pay your drug bill. You
well,
here's my Opal card.
That is the thing. Like, well, you know, it's the crazy thing. Like, even with well, do you know how they kept the bottle shops open? Like all throughout COVID, they kept them. Was there ever a time at the bottle shops?
No, because they know.
Yeah.
They know that.
And
it's Australian.
Think about this. Like, I've heard a lot of people criticizing it, but what would happen? What would be the consequences of closing the bottle shops?
Mass fucking riots in Australia.
Well, I reckon it'd be like prohibition. You know what I'm saying? That's a drug. People want the drug.
Yeah.
What's going to happen? Organizations are going to be
like physically dependent on alcohol. You know what I mean?
Bro,
like,
you can't quit cold turkey. No, think about it. You can quit cold turkey, but you do it off this.
Yeah.
You're dead. Like alcohol, because it's like a normalized drug. It's everywhere.
That's
people don't understand.
Huge in Australia,
dude. It kills so many people.
Yeah,
it has. Alcohol does very real. We all know people who can't drink. They turn into
monsters.
Monsters.
Just fucking.
You look at
can't Cop it.
The whole night scene, the violence that comes with the night scene. Mm. What is the primary drug? Is it coke? Is it? No, it's definitely alcohol.
Yeah.
Pushing, you know, alcohol inflating egos. People doing nuts. Shit, you know? People
black out on that shit. Have you ever blacked out from booze?
No.
I've never. Like, I've always been able to, like, I know what's going on throughout the whole fucking night. Because I'll just spew. Like, if I have too much booze, I'll throw up.
Yeah.
And then I'll...
And that's
it,
yeah.
Then that's it. Like, I can keep drinking. I'll just fucking throw up again.
Yeah.
Like, my body knows, like, this is fucking poison. Get it out.
Shit.
Some people don't have that. They're just like, they drink until you can just... They're fucking gone. The person who was that person is no longer fucking there.
Well, that's all weird because it's like there's different states of consciousness, right?
Yeah.
So as right now I'm in my waking state. Things seem pretty... How's it going? And then there's like, okay, when I'm unconscious.
Yeah.
When I'm sleeping, but I'm having an experience. My brain's generating... I'm having dreams, right? Yeah. I'm having these vision generated... What's that? How does that work? Where is, where is consciousness? Is it what is that, in the same space?
Yeah.
What space is this? Like, what is the building blocks of consciousness?
Yeah.
I think they call this the hard problem of consciousness. Yeah, where do you go? No one
really knows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what is it? What even is this?
Is there any difference between this?
It's pretty nice. And then, like, when you become really interested in the first person side of experience, right?
Because
generally you have this idea, like I was for a long time, I was like a materialist, like, okay, like scientific materialist, like the world is just matter and atoms and we can break it down scientifically and that's what it is. But how do you reconcile the fact that thought, there's something fundamentally different about thought as opposed to everything else in experience? Right? So everything that can be perceived with the five senses.
Yeah.
And then there's thought. Like I just said Ethan in my head. I just
had a thought, but...
Yeah. And to me...
Where did it come from?
It's as real as anything that appears.
Have you ever had, like, mind reading experiences on LSD?
No.
Where, like, you feel like other people can read your thoughts or you can read other people's thoughts? There's, like, a telepathic type of thing.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I've had experiences where, like, I feel like I've communicated with that, like, with body signal and stuff. But I don't think
But it's super subtle, right? So, like...
Super
subtle,
yeah.
Yeah, so, like, you can pick up on extra shit that's not...
Explain to me how this feels from a first person. Bad. Really?
Yeah, well, if you've got shit that you're hanging on to,
but,
like, that you don't want other people to know, like...
You think that's real? You think they can actually see your
thoughts? Yeah, for sure.
You think so?
Yeah, you know that...
You've seen someone's thoughts?
I haven't. Okay. I can't say that. That's where, like, this is my girlfriend at the time was very good to have as, like, tripping with her. Because I was like, fucking everyone here can read my thoughts. And, like, I have to just be completely open with everyone. And then she's like, can you read our thoughts, though? And I'm like, no. She's like, so can we read your thoughts then? I'm like, oh... Probably not.
It was a delusion.
Oh, yeah, 100% delusion.
Yeah.
But, like, at the time, it felt so fucking real.
Yeah.
I was like, well, what's to stop that becoming a thing in the future if we, like, evolve far enough that we can read each other's thoughts?
Sure. But, again, what is a thought?
That's what, yeah. It's
where does it come from? Where does it go? And the crazy experience is when you start, like, this is something you can try, is, like, next time you have a thought, right?
Yeah.
Like, you have a thought, could be anything. Could be something, like, you have a dumb thought. I'm walking down the street the other day and I look at a guy's car, I'm like, your car's shitter than mine. I have a better car than you, right? It's a crazy thought. Yeah. And then I'm like, what a terrible thing to think. I go, why would I, this guy could be a lovely guy.
Yeah.
I just, lucky, my parents gave me the car. What am I so proud of my car for?
Yeah, I didn't even know.
I'm like, annoyed with myself, like, how dare you? Like, what a pretentious thing to say. And then I'm like, okay, who was the thinker of that? I didn't think of that.
Well, it came to you.
Well, that's the ego, right? Yeah, well, that's what people think. Yeah. And it's like, and that's every time you look for the thought, like, you look for the thinker, I don't even know what that is. Like,
no.
What is that pointing to? When it's like, look for the thinker.
And this is the thing that
there's nothing to find.
I try and do when I'm spiraling out if I smoke too much weed and I get, like, in those thought loops and I'm, like, freaking the fuck out. It's like, just, I need to just chill and just turn it off. Like, you know how you can sort of turn off your nose, like, sense-wise? Like, you breathe through your mouth instead? Like if you're rolling with someone and they stink real fucking bad, you just sort of switch off your nose. You're like, I just got to fucking deal with this for the next amount of time. Like, if you're in a real rough spot, like, you're tripping hard, you can do it. You can just turn off your thoughts. You just go, I'm just not going to think about shit.
It's weird.
Like, it's weird real hard to do because they come in. They just keep coming in.
Yes.
They keep coming in. They lurk. And you're like,
no,
I'm just going to refuse to think.
Yeah. It's like something in the shadow. And that's the crazy thing about thought is, like, I often find myself arguing with my dad in my head all day. I'll revisit some crazy argument with it. And I'm like, Bobby, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And the weird part when you start like doing a lot of mindfulness meditation stuff is, it's like when you start doing jiu-jitsu, you actually get like more scared. You actually think, oh my God, I'm actually very neurotic.
Yeah.
Like, I am continually
thinking,
not knowing that I'm thinking, and I'm just caught up in these waves of, and it's just, I'm at the mercy of whatever thought it happens to be. And generally, the character of those thoughts isn't all too great. It's pretty mediocre. It could be anything. Could be just random, right?
Yeah.
It could be regret. Oh, I shouldn't have done that. It's like, whoa, what am I doing? What am I doing? Why am I wasting my, you know what I mean? It's like,
The
crazy thing is, you would sometimes say things to yourself that if your friend was saying that, you'd be like, what? Ethan, you can't think that.
Yeah.
But you let yourself get all sorts of really ridiculous. That's why I think it's such a good idea to share. If you're someone who thinks a lot, and I think most people are, I think everyone's thinking all the time, talk to someone. Sit down. Sure,
get it out. Yeah. Because it's better out than in.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's what comedy is. It's like, I'll write down all this fucking bullshit that goes through my head, get it out, and then, like, especially if I'm stuck on something that's giving me the shits, like, I'll fucking write it all out, and I'll be like, how can I take the piss out of that? You know? Like, something that's really fucking annoying me. Like,
yeah.
And then I can make it.
Wow.
Like, ridiculous. It makes it a lot easier to
comedy is therapy.
Yeah. And just like, and other people have those thoughts too.
Yeah.
Like, you're not alone. And like, you walk past the car and go, like, how many people have done that? Heaps, man.
Yeah.
Heaps.
Yeah, the mind is, people's minds are remarkably similar.
Yeah.
Everyone's got that voice in their head. The ego, everyone has that.
Yeah.
And everybody struggles with the same shit you struggle with.
Yeah.
And,
well, people want to talk about, like, ego, like, dissolving their ego and all that shit, but, like, that's just another game that you're playing with yourself of, like, oh, I'm going to be enlightened and holier than the next fucking person. It's like, it's just another attachment, really.
Yeah, and because that's the thing with, like, it's like, sometimes I'll be lost in thought about things that are supposed to be, like meditative or whatever. You know what I mean? I'll just start thinking that you switch up your little trip.
Yeah.
And that's why you'll find people who are supposed to be, you know, real high up, or they're supposed to be some dude who's figured shit out. And then you look at their personal life. No one knows
fucking anything, man. Yeah. Like, really? Yeah. Like, there's someone out there that fucking knows more shit than you or me or fucking anything.
What do you mean by knows more shit?
Like, everyone, like, people might know more things about a certain, like, tangible topic that you can fucking educate yourself
on. But how about wisdom?
But like, in the grand scheme of things, like, we're all just fucking monkeys on a rock flying through the fucking...
Yeah, no doubt about
that. Like, no one knows what the fuck's going on. 100%. Because otherwise, there'd be someone out there that you go, what's the meaning to life? And they'd be able to go, this. And you'd be like, all right, this cunt's fucking knows what's going
on. But there's definitely some things where it's almost impossible to argue. Like, okay, here's one thing. The fact that everything is impermanent and subject to destruction and not being, everything that is being, including ourselves.
Yeah.
There was a time that there was no Ethan and Bobby, and there's going to be another time that we return to that state.
Yeah.
That is as true as anything could ever be true.
Yeah. But there's also probably another time after that Bobby and Ethan could exist again.
Sure.
But we don't know that.
There's not going to be anything. There's
probably been a time before that we both existed as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But is there ever going to be... There's nothing that will not be subject to being destroyed.
Like, change, yeah. Everything's subject to change.
Everything's going to be... You know, everything's
always moving. Like,
And it's a good way to put things in perspective with that, when you look at everything through that lens.
Yeah.
Someone cut me off. Well, how long am I going to drive for? 50 years.
Yeah, well, how much of your energy are you going to give someone? Like, oh, I fucking heard a good one about that. How it was like, if you've, like, worked hard for something and, like, someone just does this little thing to, like, are you going to let them fuck it all up?
Yeah.
Like, just in that 1 second.
Mm.
Like, fuck, I wish I could remember it. It was so good. So it was just like, yeah, why am I letting, like, this little thing that happened
yeah.
fuck up all my other shit
yeah.
that I worked so hard to achieve?
Definitely.
Why am I letting this person fuck it up?
Mm.
Yeah. But anyway, man, that fucking got deep. Jesus Christ. What's been going on with comedy down in Melbourne? Because you were down there.
Yeah, so...
Fucking doing gigs in the middle of COVID.
Yeah, it was... When I first arrived there, it was like... New South Wales had been like this COVID sort of haven.
Yeah.
And Melbourne was just recovering.
Everyone was like masks.
And there was masks. And also, people felt like they'd been through something.
Yeah.
Like everyone had their little story of like, hey, da 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 da. Like I was jogging and I was outside my 5K radius. Saw a cop guy had to dive in the bush. Like, you know what I mean? Like it was...
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like people... Because... Yeah, We never had curfews.
No.
We never, like, they had some of the toughest restrictions in the world.
Yeah.
Melburnians. And they're only an hour flight from us.
Yeah.
Like, we're really close to them. Like,
it's super fucking lucky, man. I don't know how it didn't spread.
It's chance, yeah. You know? And I don't know, like, what angle you look at. Like, is it just unlucky? Or was it sort of like government mismanagement and negligence and I guess over the coming years people far smarter than myself are gonna
maybe
go through that and
yeah, they'll have to study what the fuck happened, like
yeah.
epidemiologists and shit, but
yeah,
it's like Melbourne's just like a very packed in sort of thing yeah. and there's very big like nightlife and shit there too, like very yeah. social sort of thing yeah. way more than Sydney.
Look,
like
Melbourne has a nightlife, it's yeah. just like
I'm fucking staying inside yeah. fuck oh. everyone.
Yeah, there's some crazy venues in Melbourne.
Yeah.
There's things where you're like, this could only be in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Where was it? 101.61. There's a place in the city somewhere and it was just like a chain link fence set up in like a back street somewhere.
Yeah.
Like city blocks, chain link fence. And inside just cunts go nuts, like holograms and shit. Like it was. I was like, what? I couldn't get in. Nah, let's not get into that.
Let's get into it. Why wouldn't they let you in, Bobby?
I don't know. They did the typical
racist motherfuckers.
It's weird being on the other side Melbourne. Of that. Melbourne's that was the people walking around with shirts like no racism. I'm like, yeah, no racism. Also, you've probably been a weirdo. it's a weird, like,
yeah. as a white guy.
Look, I like that.
I can't wear that shirt.
Yeah, like, I mean, look, I like it, but it's also like I heard something really great. Like Sam Harris was saying, I'm a Sam Harris fanboy. He goes, we want to get to the point where race is like hair color. We want it to not be a factor.
Whereas, sometimes it's a factor, though. Like,
oh, it color. Is.
Like, fuck, man. I'll look at some chicks. You know what I mean? Like, she's got dyed hair. Like, I'm like, oh, I'm fucking... I'm on my toes. I'm watching out.
There are
I'm
going
to get me too'd here with this bitch.
There's some weird things. One of the security bosses I used to have, he'd never let anyone with red shoes.
Really?
He had a theory that people with red shoes are rowdy. And because maybe it's the extrovert or whatever.
Yeah, who the fuck buys red shoes?
It's pretty nuts, right? But, and this I was like, no, I was like, this is not. Yeah. But every time I let somebody in with the red shoes, I always paid for it.
Yeah.
They were always rude, obnoxious. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And could it just be coincidence? Sure. I mean, I didn't have like, do a study. I didn't have like data sets.
There's like psychology behind that. Like, probably.
Potentially.
Red fucking shoes. I'm going to be on the lookout now.
Yeah. Fuck. You notice these things. Like, you notice, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to do that. No, it's in your head. That's the other thing, it's too. If you believe something, it's real for you.
Yeah, right? Fuck it. and confirmation bias.
Yeah.
Like someone's just going to be a cunt to me one day.
Yes.
I'm going to look down and be like, yes, red fucking shoes.
And then from then on, yeah.
From then on.
And then you'll just explain away the 10 people with red shoes that you meet that night.
Oh, yeah.
No. You, the red shoes in your cupboard?
Look at their shoes.
Yeah, no, no.
Because whenever anyone's being nice to me, why am I going to look at their shoes?
Yeah.
There's no reason to.
Yeah, it's like...
That's how that fucks your critical thinking.
Yeah.
Like, I'm big on critical
thinking. It's weird, too, like, when you want to believe something...
Yeah.
Like you got to be on the lookout, because you will... You know what I mean?
Yeah. You'll do, like... If you want to rationalize, especially something, like, bad that you've done...
Yeah.
It's like, oh, no, I was in the right there. It's like...
Yeah, the way you lawyer out, you get all schemey...
Yeah, the mental Olympics sleazy. That you fucking do.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, and it's
justified in that.
Oh, the cognitive
awful,
nuts,
fucking decision. Yeah,
and it's sad when, like, it can take. Sometimes it can take years before you're like, oh, nah. You know what I mean? Like some people, they just it's the hill they're gonna die on.
Yeah, I've done it with bits in comedy. Then I'm like, I was justified in saying that.
Yeah,
like, that was true. Like that was something that I wanted. And then I look back and I'm like, oh, that's a fucking awful bit. Like, no wonder no one liked it.
Yeah.
But the fuck, you learn pretty quick.
I throw everything. I'm like, this, again, Pressfield, he's like, he talks, he's got this example of he comes home one night, this writer, Pressfield.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He, his apartment's a mess. He's working this shitty job. He hates it.
Yeah.
He's got dishes piled up to the roof. Something happens, he just gets up, he starts washing the dishes.
Yeah.
Washing the dishes. Before you know it, he's whistling. He's tapping his foot. It's not too bad.
Mm.
And there's the pile of dirty dishes gets smaller and the fresh, clean dishes, that pile grows, you know. And he's done all the dishes. And he sits down, he pulls out his typewriter. Starts typing a screenplay or something. Types for an hour, he's done, and he says, it's the quote from the book is, he goes, well, I've written something, and it's terrible. Like, he's finished writing, he throws it away.
Yeah.
And nothing I'm going to write for years is going to be good. There's nothing I'll write for 5, maybe 6, 10 years that I really even want anyone else to read.
Hmm.
But I've done my work for today.
Yeah.
My job for today, I've done it. Yeah. I've taken that step, the journey of 1,000 miles or whatever. For today, I've done my work. And that's all that day by night, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just trudge along foot by foot.
Yeah.
You know, you're going up that mountain. And sometimes you slip, you fall.
Oh, yeah.
And just, you know what I mean? Yeah. But
This holidays, man. I did fucking nothing.
Yeah.
But like, and I felt fucking awful the whole time. And I'm like, well, and like today's like maybe like one of the few days that I actually went out and did some shit. Oh, the other day I went up to Mount Sugarloaf. It's in Newcastle. It's like this mountain.
Yeah,
it's like a 15-20 minute drive. Me and my mate went up there, had some barbecue.
Oh, like, nice.
Start a little fire, fucking put a hot plate on it, cook some barbecue. We're there, we're shooting compound bows.
Wow.
And I'm left-handed, so I draw back with my left hand
while I
hold it out, but I'm also, I can hyperextend my elbow, so like when I twist it out, it comes out further.
Damn, you'd be good at getting out arm bars.
Yeah. So, there you go. Yeah, twist it all you want. Bend it back. He's like going over the safety and shit with me. He's like, yeah, hold this, pull this back, fucking watch out. And then I've like locked off my arm. He's like, lock off your arm. I've like pulled it forward, and he's like, all right. And then like, breathe in and then release. And as I did, it's just the bow string is just going whack.
Like, that's nasty.
Yeah. You should have seen it, dude. It was like a fucking golf ball size welt. Like, you know how like in fucking school and shit, people
like
take
a hematoma.
Rubber
fucking
slap you with it. It's like that, but like 30 pounds
of
fucking bow string.
I've got a bow. I've never shot it. Yeah.
There's one up there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
We might shoot the neighbor's cat if I'm out. Have you ever like
Shaz would fucking kill me.
Have you ever like Actually, let's not go down that road. Yeah.
I haven't shot any animals.
Not me neither. Moving on. Who would do that? What sort of animals?
I don't know how I still eat meat, because I'm fucking very against like animal cruelty.
Yeah.
Of any kind.
Sure. Yeah. Cruelty.
There's eating meat to survive and shit, but like I don't like that the meat industry is super cruel.
Factory farming.
Yeah, it's fucked. That's pretty bad. My fucking protein, and I like eating fucking red meat. Yeah. So.
I was a vegetarian for a long time.
Really?
9 years. I was a vegetarian.
9 years. What, that was religious. Religious. Right. So why'd you stop? Just not religious anymore.
Yeah. I mean, it was interesting. Like, I wasn't.
Because you're still, like, somewhat religious, yeah?
Not really.
No?
No.
But you're not, like, atheist.
I would lean towards that side more.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm definitely agnostic. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I think most atheists would be agnostic.
By definition, like, all atheism means is. You don't, you know what I mean? You don't buy that narrative. It's like,
yeah.
You don't hit people with hammers. You don't necessarily, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's not a, you don't need a designation.
Well, I'm hammer agnostic too. Like, yeah, maybe if I have a hammer and someone's been a cunt, like.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's a good thing. If people like.
I'm only hammer agnostic as far as the opportunity that, like, doesn't present itself. Same way with God, like, if some cunt comes down from the sky with a big beard and shit, I'm going to be like, well. I'm not fucking atheist anymore, am I?
Yeah.
I don't know, that's not going to happen.
Like, yeah.
Crazier shit's happened.
Oh, but there's probabilities, right?
Like, we all... Exactly.
You live life with certain assumptions.
Yeah.
And I think, I mean, for me, I can... Like, the big questions of life, I have a different framework for answering those. Like, a lot of sort of Buddhist ideals, whatnot, that don't rely on faith. The impermanence we were talking about earlier,
yeah.
Interdependence, the, you know, these, for me that's enough. Like, I don't need that extra step. I don't need there to be an order to the world.
Yeah.
I don't need there to be some sort. Like, a lot of people, it's almost psychologically destabilizing for them to. That's why a lot of people get nihilistic. It's quite a common experience for people to lose their religion and then.
Tend to nihilism, like nothing
bitter.
Yeah, that's the type of atheism I don't like.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. That's like, well, I'm trying to write this bit on like atheism and feminism.
Yeah,
how they're sort of similar. Whereas like, it's a good idea. Like atheism is a good idea. Like feminism is a good idea.
Right, interesting.
But when you take it too fucking far, like when you get to like the dark side of that good idea of like what the fuck is going on there? You know what I mean? Like fucking, it's. It's like too much. Like, I don't know. It's a fucking tough one to figure out because like it's like talking about something that's good and then being like, but what's the fucking other side of it?
Well, too much of a good thing is not a good thing, you know.
True. That's it. Yeah.
Too much of a good Too much of a good thing can be a bad thing very, very often, you know. Like, yeah, I had that thought today. I don't know what it was in relation to, but it's easy to. Go too far with things.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Like communism, right?
Yeah.
Sounds like a great idea. We all make the same amount of money.
Exactly.
Everything's like, or communism, I mean, it's like, what the fuck do I know about communism? But like equality of outcome. Right? Have you seen that? There's like a picture and it's like.
The three boxes and the fence.
Yeah.
I'm fucking with you.
Yeah. Right? But it's.
Equity.
It gets real tricky when you start trying to make people's boxes bigger and smaller.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's dangerous.
Yeah.
Because who's doing that?
Yeah. And it's like, why do they have something that I don't have?
Yeah. It's weird.
Yeah.
But there's, ultimately, we don't want to live in a world where people are in poverty. Like, I don't like the idea of that at all.
Yeah.
Like, there's people like, there's a guy called Peter Singer. He's got arguments that you and I shouldn't spend a dollar on anything till we figure out the people who are dying from malaria. It's very difficult to find a moral argument against that.
Yeah.
How can I, you know, how can you have nice things? People can't even have food, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and we would, like, if there was someone in our neighborhood, there's no way, like, you know what I mean? If there's a dude, like, there's a baby drowning, and like a shallow pool, there's no way we'd let that happen. But because it's happening so far away,
I had a pretty good insight on that once when I was tripping balls, mm-hmm. and it was that if I'm having a really fucking good time, like if I do something like MDMA, and I'm just fucking burning dopamine, just like having a fucking great time, someone else out there is suffering for that.
Yeah.
And if then the reverse as well, if I'm fucking suffering, someone else is having a fucking great time. That's just the way it is.
I think of that in jiu-jitsu because it's such a direct link. When I win, by definition, someone has to lose.
Yeah.
In MMA, it's
half.
If I have get a knockout, which is like a home run, someone is knocked out.
Yeah.
Permanent, brand new. You know what I mean?
That's it, right?
And it's and then every time you lose, you could apply this to your training sessions. Every time you have a bad training session, your teammate, guy you like, has had. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. It's like...
He's going home.
Going to fucking comedy. Yeah. You bomb, your mate does fucking awesome. Yeah. You're like, fuck.
But it in comedy, there better, isn't a connection to your mate. You know what I mean? Like in jiu-jitsu, there's a direct link.
Yeah.
There can only be one. For you to be happy, he has to be sad. For him to be sad, you have to be happy.
Yep.
Like, that is a... It's a very interesting thing.
Yeah. That's who wants it more as well.
Yeah. Well, it's like it's a direct...
And it's who's wanted it more for longer,
yeah,
type of thing. Like, who's prepared themselves better for this situation.
Yeah.
And that's where, like, your equality, like, your boxes come in. It's like, who built the bigger box?
Yeah. It's tricky. It's very tricky.
But who had, like, and then there's other factors, like, who had the resources? Like, this motherfucker didn't have any nails.
Yeah.
Like, should he be given some to, like, help him out to build a bigger box?
And corruption.
Yeah.
Because the guy with the nails, you know?
He might have all the fucking nails. You're not handing them out. Yeah. It's communism, baby.
You know what I'm saying? Like, corruption is... Like, that's what keeps a lot of these countries and the institutions down.
Yeah.
It's not like they don't have the money in the world. Like, you know what I mean? They've got a lot of wealth, but...
we're fucking seeing it unravel in America.
Yeah.
Pretty much right now.
Yeah. How much of the sort of unrest that we see has to do with... sort of economic issues and sort of this divide of people getting poorer and whatnot. Because if I've got $1 million in my, if I'm well off, I'm not gonna protest. People protesting, people who have issues,
pissed off, but
are poor, right? I'd assume.
Yeah, or you've got the like the pro fucking Trump people that are most of them are probably pretty poor. To be honest.
I bet you...
Uneducated.
I could be wrong here. I'd say of the 5 people that were shot on Capitol Hill, I would estimate that all of them make the average income or less. I would probably be highly surprised if one of them was like a surgeon earning like $300K a year and he
definitely
did that.
Not a surgeon. I know one of them was like in maybe the Air Force.
He was a veteran, yeah.
Yeah.
And they pay their armed forces pretty poorly there, from what I hear, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know that was 5. I thought that was 4.
There's just... When you have wealth, there's so much that gets taken care of.
Mm.
Okay, you got a kid, like an 18-year-old, whatever, 19, 20, and he doesn't have to worry about car bills, automobile bills.
Mm.
Parents sort of sort that all out for him. He doesn't have to worry about living expenses. You get spending money every day. That's such a weight off your shoulders.
Yeah.
So that kid... He can do all sorts of creative endeavors.
Yeah.
He can, you know what I mean? He's got a real...
Or getting shit.
Right. Yeah. Or for some people, it's like, how much pressure do you put on someone? Because enough pressure becomes a diamond, too much pressure, the thing just cracks.
Dude, this fucking kid, like, Shaz was living out at the share house out at Salamander Bay. And this fucking kid, it was like New Year's or Christmas, like 3 or 4 years ago. He's fucking driving around middle of the night. He's like high as fuck on coke and God knows what else. Like, he's fucking...
How old is he?
He is about early 20s. Okay. Like, about your age.
I've never been to Salamander Bay.
He comes around the corner, veers across the road, fucking slams into the back of her roommate's car, bang, slams it into Shaz's Volkswagen Beetle, bang, two cars and his dad's Toyota Orion or whatever fucking car.
They're parked, just parked on the street?
He's just slammed all three cars, like just smashed them.
But the
them
three
all
cars are just
they're just parked there. Like we're all in bed. Right. Like, we don't know what the fuck's going on. Her roommate comes down like, oh, there's been a fucking accident and shit. We run out and we're like, oh, what the fuck is going on here? And he's like, he's fine. Like, he gets out of the car. He's just like, what the fuck? He's like, I didn't know I was driving. I'm like, bro, you're the only one in the car. He's like, I thought I was in the back seat. I thought someone else was driving. I'm like,
that might explain something.
I'm like, you've done some shit tonight, obviously. Like, you've fucking... There's some other shit going on. He's like, oh, please don't call the fucking cops. And I'm like, mate, like, if it was me, I wouldn't, but it's fucking not my cars and shit. Mm. And like, her roommate called the cops. They're there. Fucking took him away and shit. But, we get a fucking...
If it was you, you wouldn't have?
I wouldn't have called the cops. I would have just been like, well, call someone that you know to come down here with an envelope and that's fucking it. Sort the shit out.
That's it. Good man.
But... That ended up happening anyway. His dad fucking, he's some real estate agent out there, fucking shows up like a few weeks later and he has an envelope for the fucking damages done to a car. And like they talked about and agreed on a price and he came around with some cash.
So no police, who was in charge of that guy?
No, nothing like that for that.
What about driving under the influence?
He probably would have got done for that. Like, I'm pretty sure the cops took him for that. So he would have. He would have got a slap on the wrist. Probably lost his license. I don't think he would have went to jail. But fucking... To just be that fucked that you've just... I don't know. Like, it's a fucking... It's like a weeknight and shit. It's like...
Oh, like, this
motherfucker's not working.
Oh, my God.
Like, we've got to get up and go to work. Car's fucked. And it's just like, oh, man. Like,
wow.
This dude's just out partying. And it's like... Because
that could have been a lot worse.
Because that, it could have been fucking, could have been a family, like someone coming home, like pulls up, fucking kid in the car or something like that. Whabang.
That's all it takes. There's some,
and it's just your life's fucked. But it's like, he obviously needs a bit more fucking pressure.
Driving intoxicated and not using. Contraception, like the two mistakes that seem pretty, like, it's just like it doesn't seem like a big deal, but it can have terrible consequences.
Mm.
Like,
because he probably knew too that his dad would bail him out, like,
potentially,
yeah.
But I think, do you think he still would have been like, you know what I mean? Even that's not like your dad's not gonna yell at you, like, you wouldn't want that to happen.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
If I did that, I'd be afraid of what my dad was going to do to me.
Yeah.
I'd be more afraid of that than fucking anything. I'm like, he's going to fucking kill me.
Oh, God. Yeah. That's why, like, end of every day, like, I've always do a quick journal at the end of the day.
Yeah.
I'm trying to start my day and finish my day with a quick reflection.
Yeah.
If you haven't had some sort of terrifying encounter with chaos... You know what I mean? To quote Harris, like, you should be fucking very happy because things can get crisis mode like that.
Yeah.
Things can go from, like, we seem to have this idea, like, oh, you know, everything's good, like, shit can't get crazy here. Like, this couldn't turn into, like, the Middle East.
Yeah.
But it definitely could. It wouldn't be, there's more safeguards in place.
Yeah, it's like probabilities, like you were saying before. Like,
yes.
Here's a lot less. Like, it's not something that's in the,
like the front of your head. Right, there's wealth, there's strong institutions.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things going for us.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, whatever the reason for that is, you know, it'd be interesting to know what the sort of opinions are regarding why there's so much chaos in certain countries and so much order in others.
Mm.
Is that some sort of colonial thing? Is it we got the Industrial Revolution quicker? Is it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it seems like I'd like to know, was there a period of time where corruption was really bad in the US and England and, you know what I mean? Was it really, really bad? Like, I know in Australia we had like Is there any major cases of corruption? I'm not sure.
Definitely not when fucking Aboriginals were around the place.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I mean, there's probably like some dude that was a dick somewhere along the line, but like, get sorted out. Same with America, like native, like Indian tribes and shit like that. All sort of had their own, not democracies, but like all their own sort of like methods for figuring out conflicts and shit like that.
I guess if it's like, if we're in a small community, it's a lot easier to govern.
Exactly. And if you give someone power, like, there's going to be corruption.
Oh, no matter what. There's some degree there, yeah.
They've done so many studies on that shit, where, like, if you give someone, A, power, and B, lack of, like, responsibility, like, if it's not going to come back on them, like, they're doing it, they're just doing their job type of thing. You heard that study where they, like...
Stanford Prison Experiment?
Nah, not that one, but that is one of them. But the other one where they were like zapping people, like administering an electric shock as a test. But like, so there's three people. There's the test subject, there's the guy that's giving the direction, and then there's the one that's like part of the study that the study's actually for. So it's like they're like the test subject, but the test subject thinks that they're testing the person that they're zapping.
Oh wow!
So. It's like there's this dial, right? And it's like 1, 2, 3, 4. And then it's like at the top end, it's like lethal. And so, but it's not actually lethal.
Right.
They just think it is. So the person there gives him the direction to like shock the person. And then he's like, oh, okay, shock him. And they're like, all right, cool. That's part of the experiment. Mm. All right, turn it up one, shock him. Keeps giving it that direction until it gets up to like lethal amount of shock, or so they think. And, there's like an actor in the room, like pretending to get fucking shocked really bad and like pleading, like, please stop shocking me, what? Type of thing. But because there's a lack of, what's the word I'm looking for here? There's like, it's not going to come back on them. Like, and this person's telling them that too. Yeah, lack of responsibility. So this person's saying, like, it's not going to be on you. Like, I take full responsibility for everything that happened to you today. Like, administer the shock. Or we've got to cancel the test. And like a fucking surprising number of people. It's insane, dude. Look it up.
What?
It's crazy.
People would just kill people like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I guess people do told. Do that, right? Like in the army.
Yeah.
People operate drones and shit.
Like, yeah, just following orders.
Well, not even that. Like today, there's guys working for like our governments.
Yeah.
The free world, right?
Yeah.
Western countries. And they get PTSD from just... jacking, you know, villages and shit in Afghanistan or whatever.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy, dude.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, imagine that for a job. Plays video game where you just drop bombs.
Oh, yeah.
Nuts. War's pretty nuts, huh?
Yeah, dude. I'm fully against it.
Yeah.
I'm a conscientious objector.
Yeah.
You're not going to get me to do that shit.
Crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy the stuff, like, the whole, like, we don't think about nukes as much, but that threat of just, like, mutual destruction of everybody involved.
Yeah.
And, but we still have them, and we still stockpile giant amounts, you know what I mean? Like, there's thousands, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. You know? It's not a good thing to have. That was, like, fucking that Beirut explosion. It was just like this fuck up of like all this shit just got dumped at this point.
That's what it was. It was just an error.
Basically, yeah, like there was like a ship that was like not operating within some fucking safety shit.
No.
The ship got stuck at port there, and then they had to do repairs on it, and then they couldn't afford it, and so that like all the cargo got unloaded and just sat there, and then the ship got like decommissioned or some shit.
What?
Yeah, and then so then it just fucking sat there at the
for
port.
How long?
For fucking years, man.
No.
You know what's even crazier?
What?
There's a bigger stockpile of that shit in Newcastle.
Yeah, everyone's telling
fucking
me
fucking wipe this shit out.
And you know what's weird? So many people know that. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And like, well, my neighbors tell shit about it.
But also like I don't think that should be common knowledge.
Yeah.
That should be protected. Like, my neighbor, who knows nothing about nothing, he's washing his boat. He's like, Bobby, dude, this stockpile. I'm like, dude, You know?
Yeah.
There's probably some other people who know this who probably would might do something about that.
Yeah.
It's like I'm driving in the I went to Moore Park last time. I went to the store. Store.
That's where I used to work, Moore Park.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's right, you were saying. Yeah,
Top Studios, isn't it? Yeah.
And my sister's telling me, because, you know, like, there's the Harbour Bridge and there's the tunnel that takes you across.
Mm.
She's like, this tunnel's in water.
Yeah.
That was blowing my mind. And I was, like, it's having all sorts of visions of, like, I'm driving, I'm, like, imagining, like, the place that, like, water started to come in and shit. Yeah,
one earthquake. That's all it takes.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
It's not probably fucking built to withstand earthquakes. Like, if it was tunnel... 100% you'd be fine. But it's a fucking Australian built tunnel.
No way. I'm never using that tunnel again, man. I'm over that. Dude, really? I'm
telling you.
Oh, no.
How many earthquakes do we have here?
We don't.
And do you reckon that they would have spent billions of extra dollars to make it earthquake proof?
Oh my God.
I don't think
How do you make things earthquake proof? I'd like to know
Japanese that. Fucking technology, dude.
Really?
They
make it earthquake
They build proof? Shit a different way over there.
Really? Infrastructure yeah. What? Really?
Yeah, they do. Because they have earthquakes all the time.
Yeah.
So they have to build everything to withstand fucking intense earthquakes.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Do you remember the, I think it was 08 tsunami? What was it? 2008? They had a giant tsunami.
Japanese. Yeah, that flooded the Fukushima.
Yes.
Reactor plant, and then their backups failed, and then it fucking melted down and pumped a shitload of toxic waste into the ocean.
Wow.
Not good. Oh, fucking good. That's still fucking up the planet.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Did you know they sent in all their older... Well, they didn't send them in. Their older generation of citizens volunteered to go in to clean up the shit.
No
Because they
way.
All knew they were fucked.
What?
Yeah. They're like, this is going to kill us all.
Wow.
So...
They have a...
So that's the difference in fucking... Service. Like you were saying with COVID, with like... Do I let this guy who's old survive? Like Japan, it's like, no, they'll fucking stand up.
I've seen, heard of interviews of dudes, they serve like 40 years in prison for a wrong charge, and they're coming out and they're apologizing.
Mm.
Like, I'm sorry this happened. It's a different service. Like, they really understand service.
Yeah.
And in some cultures, this idea of selfless service is really emphasized. Really... I'm reading the Gita. Have you heard of the Gita? The Bhagavad Gita?
Bhagavad Gita, yeah.
I'm reading some of it at the moment.
Yeah.
And this idea of living for others.
Mm.
Really being... Because there's a joy in doing things. It's very cliche. But you feel great when you do things for others.
Yeah, you do.
When you do kind acts...
Yeah. It's positive karma.
Yeah.
And you don't even have to, like, get anything in return for doing something nice for someone. It will come back to you.
Yeah.
Like it always does.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you do shit things.
Yeah. It multiplies.
That's my fucking, like, something that I struggle with. Because I just try and stay out of shit. And I just won't do anything.
Mm.
And then, like, if people, like, ask me to hang out and shit, I'll rock up most of the time. But, like, I won't go out of my way. I'm a bit fucking antisocial.
Yeah.
But I need to set aside more time to, like, go out and hang out with people.
I call people all the time. I rang
you. Yeah, I appreciate that, man. That was good.
I just randomly
good talk.
Yeah. But I'm at the point where, like, I annoy people. There's certain people they don't pick up, and I keep calling because I'm shameless like that. I got some friends. I had one mate, and then afterwards he was like, look, I'm glad you did, because...
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and it's...
That's a good way to be, man.
I got that from Diaz.
Yeah, I should fucking start doing that.
Yeah, just...
That's Joey Diaz.
Especially, like, I'm always...
Don't fucking text me.
That's right. That's nice.
I'll tell you... Oh, you know, I've been working on my Bobby impression.
No. Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, let's hear it.
I don't know. It's getting there. It's a bit...
Wow.
It's a bit like, it's a bit, got a bit like wog, too much wog in it. Like it can go a bit like into that territory. But I'm just like,
give us
it is what it is. You know? These things happen. Like, shit happens. This is the way I live my life.
I'm Lebanese.
Yeah. So I'm fucking, if I'm following you on stage,
yeah,
one night, you know that's coming.
Damn, yeah. I'm keen. I can't wait. It's so weird. It's so weird knowing that everyone else sees you in third person.
Yeah.
That's so very weird. That is crazy. Because what that means is, fundamentally, reality is radically different for everybody.
Mm.
Like, sure, yeah, there's a lot we have in common.
Yeah.
But I can't really understand the experience of being Ethan.
No, as much as I can't be Bobby. Yeah. Yeah. It's like being colorblind or like people, or deaf, or like people perceive the world differently. Yeah.
And that's the only reason you have a lot of these sort of issues, because I don't identify with you and your issues and what you want.
That's right.
So I'm going to do that my way. I'm going to put myself above and beyond everybody else.
Mm.
Because I'm like, me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you just want to do what's...
But sometimes you have things in common that you want to achieve with other people.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, Mark and I want to get this fucking comedy room going over at Mayfield. Merriweather. Yeah. That one. This old brain's a bit cooked, Bobby. I'm not going to lie to you.
I was like, he doesn't even box, he's got head trauma.
This one eye's a bit fucking...
My eyes, I get the lazy eye too.
You know how they say you got to have fucking consistency? I was consistent every day for like fucking 3 or 4 years.
Oh, really? Yeah, like, oh, damn.
So many bombs.
Oh, God. Oh,
shit. You know? Routine's important.
So, well, that's the thing. Like, it extends out. So, some people go me. Some people go my family, my friends.
Yeah.
And some people go my tribe. It could be my sporting team, my town, my country, my race, my religion. You know? Me and them.
That's why people join fucking like cults and shit like that they want to belong to.
Yeah.
That's like comedy for me. Yeah. Like, I'm a bit like, that's my cult. Like, I'll fucking help people out that are in comedy because they're like, that's part of my group. So, like, I want to help people that are similar interests to me.
Mm.
I'm like, do good shit for those people. Yeah. And it's selfish too, because it's like, because I know that like things will come back in return too.
Mm.
And we'll all get like further together if we all fucking work on it as a fucking group.
That's right.
Rather than just being like individual or I'm going to be huge or I'm going to it's not going to happen.
BS it doesn't happen. He goes, like, you're three best mates. You got just three dudes in comedy. You're the three go-to guys you really gel with.
Yeah.
And then you guys, you get each other spots.
Mm.
You hook each other up. Hey, I know an editor. Hey, I know an acting coach. Hey, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And over the years, the guys that stick around, that put in the, you know what I mean? You've got that network.
Yeah, you're going to have guys that stick around. I would imagine it's the same thing with like training and stuff like that. Like, you got guys that you hang around with, like Isaac, that he's like your boy and you fucking work with each other. Like,
yeah, it's huge.
Yeah,
it's huge. It's like, I really think it's one of the most valuable things. You know, the people you know, the things they can do for you, and it's not that it's built on that. It's not. It's about that, but
they can get
you opportunities.
There's still the individual work that you got to put in, like outside of that. You can't just fucking rely on.
You can't. No one's gonna give you.
No.
I remember when I wanted to move to Melbourne, I hit up this guy, like 17, 18. Mm. Well, I had to be 18 because I had a security license. And I was like, hey, I want to move to Melbourne, do jiu-jitsu full time. This guy, he was like a good competitor, Ben Hodgkinson. He ran like tournaments.
Yeah.
And he was like, okay, so what's your plan? What are you going to do for work here? And I was like, oh, I'm working security. I guess I'll get a Victorian license, security license, transfer it over and keep working security. So he goes, okay.
We'll do that first.
Like, sweet. He's like, do it.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, I was expecting him to like lead me through the process and hold my hand. He's like, no, figure it out.
Yeah.
Google it.
Yeah,
and I was like, these form, it's like, it's true. I was like, 18, teenager. I'm like, this is hard. Like, I just do it for me. He's like, no.
In the real world, he's not a security guard.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he's not, you know what I mean? Yeah. He's not a, And he got me a job, which is...
Right,
he
so went out of his way. People in security.
He knew people as a guard himself for a few years. He knew a guy who had a company, you know?
Yeah.
So, like...
But it's that preparation that you did.
Yeah.
Of getting your license swapped over and then the opportunity.
Yeah.
That's that thing.
People can take you to the water, but you got to drink.
Yeah.
People can take you to that door, but you got to step through it.
Yeah.
You got it.
You got to be prepared. Because if you're not, and then you try and step through it, then it's going to fall on your fucking face.
That's right.
And then end up back through it.
Yeah, something like that. Opportunity favors people who prepare for it. You know, who are ready for it. But otherwise, the opportunity is of no use to you.
Yeah, it'll just flop.
I went on Kill Tony when I'd been on like 6 months of stand up or something.
That's crazy, but that's you're supposed to like that's sort of makes it better.
Yeah, but
that's their show. It's people are super fresh and fucking.
Well, it's just for my ego. My ego is like, damn.
Yeah,
I've got this thing that's out there forever. It's so bad.
But that's why they do it.
Yeah,
because it makes a fucking good content.
Yeah,
And
people, it could have gone worse.
People like to see ego torn down. That's why they watch. It's true. Like, that's why people watch Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah.
Because you get these chefs on there that, like, think they're fucking shit hot.
Yeah.
And he gets on there and just calls them a fucking moron because they cook the salmon wrong or some shit. Like,
it's nuts.
Yeah.
It's nuts. Those cooking shows are ridiculous.
Yeah. So I don't agree as much with, like, the comedy one of putting people's shit out there. But it's like, you fucking volunteered to go on there and do that because of your own ego. So
well, 100%. You it was also. Own it. Yeah. Oh, it was
no
pretty cool.
Bullshit.
It was a cool experience.
Yeah.
It was a cool, like.
Who was on it?
Brian Redban.
Yeah, Redban was there. Yeah.
Hinchcliffe.
Yeah.
And then all these drummers and shit. I think they were the only two guys on the table.
Because they got, like, musicians and shit, too, don't they? Yeah.
And then I started having a discussion about, like, jiu-jitsu. It was weird. It's weird because, like, I mean, it's, you know, it's just like a bit of a freak show, but you still get to do a minute in front of 500 people.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And I don't know when, like, I don't know how many years before I'm doing that's 500 people that's again, if ever. People. It's nuts. It's a lounge, right? It's a pro. It's nice.
Yeah.
It was weird because, like, out of mics, my walk to the stage would be where I'd shake all my nerves.
Because
it's like, bam, I'm into my set. But the walk from where I was sitting, and I was pretty close to the stage, took so long. And I'm walking through all these people, and I've got to get on the stage.
Right.
And then I'm getting up the stairs, and I go to shake, I think it's Tony's hand, and he just stares at me. Like a dummy, so he doesn't shake. Something like that happened. And then I'm pretty sure Brian gave me knuckles. And I was like, okay. And then I go, and like, I go, I get the mic, and I say my first line, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And my voice comes out all crackled. And so I turn away, and I take a deep breath, and then I go back into my set.
Yeah.
And it was, you know what I mean? It was really hectic.
He's so not ready.
It was the worst. Yeah. And it was like, God.
I think I don't know. It's a fucking tough one, that format of, like, because you've done Sticks and Stones as well, of like having the people on the desk that are going to critique your shit.
Yeah.
Like, after it, and it's like, it's fucked because it's just their perception of it. Like, were you funny or not? Like,
they can ruin it.
Laughing?
I've done Sticks and Stones where I've been on a roll.
Yeah.
These guys give me rubbish interruptions.
Yeah.
And I cracked it at it. I was like, dude, can I be funny here?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Can I do what I'm supposed to do? Like, far out. You know, it's not a... I'm not a fan. You know?
It's good for you, though.
Oh, sure. Anything different.
It makes you better.
Listen, man, this has been fun.
Yeah, we've got to pack it up. It's been just over an hour, so I think we're done.
Awesome, we finally made it happen.
Thanks again, dude.
No, thank you, man.
Going out of your way.
It's always fun.
I can appreciate it.
Flew through. And we'd like to... Oh, he's breaking all the COVID rules right here.
I'm gonna wipe myself
away. Awesome. Hey, thank you so much. That was really fun.
Thanks, dude.